Good morning. Good morning and welcome to Peace Lutheran Church. It's great to see all of you gathered here this morning. Are you feeling a little more relaxed this morning? You should be because it's spring break. In case you're not in school, you just look outside and the beautiful sunshine tells you that it's spring break. We call it liquid sunshine, right? So it is great to be gathered here once again to hear about God's presence in our lives and how he gives us healing. And we're going to hear about that with a very specific individual in John chapter 9. But God's promise is to do that for each one of us. Jesus gives sight to a blind man. God gives us spiritual sight to see things in a whole new way as well. And we want new eyesight today as we gather in our worship today. Before we begin our worship this morning, there are some announcements to share with everyone. The first announcement to be shared is that we have a special partner here with us, a ministry partner, that is here to share about what they're doing in the community and as a group, and that is the Philomath Rotary. They meet each Tuesday in our fellowship hall, and the president of the Rotary is here today, Tony Wilson. Right here, you're going to hear him. He's waving over here. You can definitely know who Tony is. He's got just an awesome Georgian accent. And so it is just a pleasure to hear. So I'll probably mix in some y'alls in the service just for you, Tony. Okay. But there are some great ways that we can partner with the Philomath Rotary at Peace, and we'll hear about that. If you look at towards the tail end of the bulletin, there's a listing. A list of baskets that we're going to be assembling. Kay Glather has put this together. And the baskets that we put together will go for the Salmon and Jazz event in the Philomath High School on April 29th. That's a Saturday. So all the proceeds go to go to charity and youth activities in the community. So you want to pay attention to that. If you do want to give to this, there is a blue bin in the fellowship hall for collection. There's a sign that states that. It looks like Kay's got it right there.
We have left that needs to be filled in. So Kathy and Bruce are going to have this list in the narthex and then in the fellowship hall. If you're interested in signing up for something, after you get it, just throw it to the box and we'll be ready.
Awesome.
Also, the newsletters are in your boxes.
Okay. So if you have questions about that list, come and see Kay. And the other announcement to share with you is just simply we're continuing our Lent journey, midweek Lent. Worship services are at 7 o'clock, 6 o'clock, soup supper. So we'll continue this week. Next week, April 5th, is the last midweek Lent service. Believe it or not, the following week is Holy Week, and Easter's right around the corner. Other announcements. Joyce.
Okay. The Northwest District is going to be having an event for high school youth this summer in July at Concordia. It's July 19th through the 23rd, which is a Wednesday, like afternoon through Sunday morning. And it's basically, it's a time for service projects. They'll be doing service projects during the day and gather for worship and sharing in the evening. So it should be a lot of fun. I'm working on being a female chaperone for there. So the reason I'm announcing it now is the end of March is the end of the early bird period to sign up, and it's $299 if you sign up by the end of the month. So if you are a high schooler, current 8th grade through current 12th grade, you can sign up for that, but do it by the end of March or it'll be higher than $300 then. So come and see me if you want some more information.
That is for high schoolers. Joyce, thanks for announcing that. You can find that on the Northwest District website. And registration for high schoolers is actually a record level this year for that event. I got word of that this week. So
sounds like it'll be a lot of fun.
It does. It really should.